find kicking around on the internet, there's a little list of advantages of having a cross-dressing partner. And in amongst that list, you'll find things like, you don't have to worry about the other woman. He is the other woman.
There's a square law. The square law is this. If one transvestite goes out by themselves and they're good-looking, chances are no one will even spot them. If two go out, well, two big girls walking down the street, there's probably got four times as much chance of being spotted.
I look at it as more like a hobby, that something I like to do. Some people like to make little toy ships, and I like to buy dresses. So, yeah, that's it.
So why is this man buying dresses? Hello and welcome to Street Stories. I'm Kevin Clare. Today we explore the world of the crossdresser, not your gay boy does drag type, but your married man exploring the woman within type. The Seahorse Society is a club for transvestites, that is, heterosexual men who desire to dress as women. Peter is one such man. In fact, he is currently changing into his alter ego, Lynn, for tonight is a special occasion. It's Easter Bonnet Night at the Seahorse Clubhouse.
What have we got?
They've got quite a wardrobe.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I have. Do you want to see?
Yeah. Wow.
It's Lynn's clothes there and Peter's clothes there. These are some things I bought myself. Just outfits, Target.
I love this. I love the Target print.
Isn't it great? It's yeah. Orange Target print. Yeah, it's wonderful. I wore it.
I have to wear a bra.
Taxi club one night. Because these are my tits.
It's an evening dress.
It's silicone. Very realistic. They've got an adhesive backing, which... You replace these things, and they stick on like that. So then I can wear something like that. And they've got Velcro on both sides.
Okay.
Okay, back to the bathroom for the lipstick.
Yes, that's realistic. I remember once finding some girls' clothes in the house. Well, they were my sisters, I think. Or one of her friends, and I put them on when no one was around, and I just enjoyed it. And as I got to puberty, actually, it gave me an arousal as well.
Ah, the wig.
The wig. I think when I'm with Lynn, I relax because I can be more feminine, and I like being feminine, whereas Peter has to have, especially out in public, has to demonstrate some masculinity and blokiness and does. Sometimes Peter's a bad boy, gets drunk and does silly things.
This stuff is very heavy duty.
Foundation.
It's quite a dark colour. Why do you pick a dark tan?
It's not that dark, I don't think. Maybe it is. We have consultants come along to our meetings at the Seahorse Club to teach us as well.
Our mums didn't teach us.
This is like a mustard coloured top. Sleeveless, matches the skirt.
So for you, what is it? Is it an appreciation of female clothes or is it a new identity?
It's a bit of both because I put on the clothes and when I do, I become lean and I go out and people treat me like a woman and I enjoy it. So I do adopt that identity.
Okay,
the best way to get there is to go down Johnson Street. Next one.
Don't go. There's a few in that car.
Yeah, they've been to the hotel together to get changed.
Thank you. Is that everything? Oh, you did? Yep.
Big night.
The clubhouse is secretly situated well away from residential housing or shopping centres. Inside, about 40 men in frocks, wigs and heels chat about world events and dress sizes. Only a few are dressed for glamour, including Bianca, who sports a tight latex bodysuit. a handful of wives and girlfriends are also there to lend support.
Well, I'm 16 to 18 and my husband is 20 to 22.
Hello. We're happily married heterosexual couple.
You'd really have to think about that, didn't you? You sure about that? We've been happily married for 19 years. I came out cross-dressing 4.5 years ago, and it was a secret that I carried with me for 50 years.
After he turned 50, we're just lying in bed one night and he said, I have something to tell you. And he came out with it, and it was a shock. Firstly, I thought he was gay. He said no. Then I thought, I'm not enough woman for him. He said no. He said, I just can't explain why I need to do this. But he assured me that he loved me. He loved my femininity. He loved me as a woman. So we came here together for our first meeting.
Helen's my partner, and she's coming along tonight for her first night. She's been very supportive for my cross-dressing habits, so and I'm glad to see her here and her sister as well.
And how are you finding your first meeting?
It's quite okay. Fine, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm fine with it. Yep.
When did you first find out?
About 2.5... Oh, well, I've only been with Sybil for, 3 years? The first 6 months, I just said, oh, you're so lovely, there's something different about you. And so Sybil thought, oh, well, you know, I must know, but I had no idea, none.
Well, I've been married before, and I kept it as a secret from my wife and children for quite a few years. And when my wife discovered it, it was quite traumatic, and which eventually led to my separation and divorce. So I sort of vowed that next time that I meet a lady, I would make sure that they found out about it, or I told them about it fairly early in the piece, so before we got too far involved.
Could you just throw that away? And before we spill it everywhere, Linda's didn't drink it, it's cold.
The marriages that do survive in our community are the ones where the husbands and wives agree on some boundaries. They agree on some rules and keep them. Like how many times you get dressed up and go out. Like how much hair you remove from your body, for example.
The boundaries are, I married a man. The boundaries are, you don't dress as a woman 7 days a week. And you don't go out flaunting it around the neighbourhood and things like this. But these boundaries have to be something you agree upon.
When a cross-dresser first sort of starts coming out and getting dressed up and going out, it's a bit of a revelation. There's a real buzz when you first start doing it. It's very exciting. And the analogy is the kid in the candy store. You tend to overdo it. And some of the wives get very stressed in that period. They see their husbands changing dramatically and talking about hair removal and all these things, you know, and all of a sudden they feel that they're losing their relationship.
Are you still in touch with your ex-wife and your kids?
No, my ex-wife and I are quite estranged from each other, and my children also are quite estranged. They've been brainwashed, I'd say, by my wife into saying that, you know, I am something strange about Daddy.
After they were told by their parents that their grandfather was a cross-dresser, the middle one, she's 14, she was a bit concerned coming up for holidays that Poppy might change, and they know now that Poppy's no different. Poppy's not going to all of a sudden turn up with nail polish and wigs, and he's still the same Poppy that they've known since they were born. So it hasn't made a difference to them.
First, I'd like to welcome some of the guests tonight. We have a few people who've been here, who are here for the very first time. We've got Cheryl, who's a new member. And Betty. Welcome, Betty. First time. promise, and welcome back everybody else.
Mm. And we've got Kevin!
And Kevin. For those who weren't here before, Kevin's from Radio National. And
he wants to convert, he wants to join. Can I wear a dress?
Lose the beard.
You're listening to Radio National Street Stories, where it's Easter Bonnet Night at the Seahorse Club, a club for transvestites. But party supplies are low, so Bianca and Samantha are sent out to the local service station.
She's the nicest one to travel with because she's got the fanciest car here. Since you're a boy, you can get in the back and I'll sit in front.
That's fine.
Troubling a really nice Saab. This is one of the wealthy men that you see, Kevin. Yes, Sam's got money. We're all very nice to her because she's the posh one.
In the year 2525, I own this thing.
Do you want to stop in here at Caltexdale?
Or actually, when the company owns it.
Yes, you see, she's a director of a corporation. Oh, privately listed company. That's why, you know. I got petrol at 85.7. I was quite happy with that. I stopped the service station and they all blinked twice and nearly died a death. But what's new, we'll make him die too, poor little blighter. He isn't ready.
Oh, he looks like he's seen a bit.
Not, he hasn't seen anything like me, darling. In fact, no one's seen anything like me.
Okay. Do you often see men dressed as women around here?
No, not at all, actually. Yeah, doesn't faze me though. I think they look quite good actually. Cheers.
When did you first notice?
About 5 minutes ago. Yeah, just as they were coming through the door. But, like I said, I don't really, notice much. So, just treat everyone the same. So.
What's the total of that, darling?
Well, so far, we're up to $15.05.
No, total at all.
Yeah, you're right.
Tell us all.
Yeah, no worries.
They've given us a budget.
Okay.
We don't plan to bring back any money, any change.
Oh, okay.
We're running away with the change.
All right, I'll help you there.
Okay. Come on, Kevin.
Yeah.
That's a good boy. You'll make a lovely husband.
Already
is. Not mine, but.
You guys have a great evening.
Thank you, and you too, Josh.
Thank you very much.
A lot.
Good night. Good night.
How would you guys feel if you could never dress up again?
Dead? It's an imperative, Kevin.
It is. It, you build attention. And
you cannot.
People who know me say, God, it's time you went out again. Oh, you're so much fun after you come home after...
Aversion therapy doesn't even succeed. You could send 240 volts through me and it wouldn't change. Because most straights don't really understand why a nice, good heterosexual bloke wants to look like a girl. It's actually a lot easier being what you are, as gay.
Mm.
You've got a support network, your friends understand. There's no secrets. There's always secrets with humble cross-dressers. I'm not saying we're better or worse, it's just a different circumstance. I think the heterosexual cross-dressing community owes a lot to the gay community. You're far more articulate and more able to express yourselves, and that's a marvellous situation, and it's benefited everybody in the process.
Little girl, you're the one girl for me, little girl. You're as sweet as can be, just a glance at you meant love from the start, and oh,
okay.
What a
okay, waiting for the judge's decision. Into my heart, okay, the prettiest hat girl is to Jill.
Beautiful, beautiful ensemble. Gorgeous, darling.
Most colourful is Penny.
Lovely. Very nice.
We'll get to the end of the choice.
when Seahorse began, in order to get some membership, an advertisement was placed in the old Daily Mirror, which said, TV enthusiasts, new club starting, please write to this post office box. So television addicts from everywhere wrote in. It was a sack full of mail. But of that, there were two people who knew that TV did not stand for television. And so that's how two people became four and the club began.
And I must admit that tonight, all three of us virtually fighting for the bathroom to put our makeup on was quite a novelty. So it was sort of just like the girls getting ready for a night out.
Do you ever share clothes?
Well, she's a size 12 and I'm a size 14. And we're different seasons, and anybody who actually understands seasons in colour selection would understand what I'm talking about. So, no, we don't share clothes.
Helen, can you just turn around?
Desley looking very Easter.
Oh, Desley.
When she first came out, she showed me what she'd been wearing and how she'd been presenting. And the first time I'd ever seen her in full makeup, wig, dress, I said, oh, my God. Come into the bathroom, scrub that all off. If we're going to do this, we're going to do it properly. Because I didn't want my husband appearing in public like a clown. So that's where we started. And I must admit, she's learnt very well. She does her own makeup now. But it took some time with the teaching. And I'm very happy.
It became a little annoying when she decided I wanted a certain look or that type of thing, particularly with the hairdos, but I go along because I know that she's 9 times out of 10 she's right. I mean, the fringe benefits are fantastic. It gives you an excuse to buy a new wig every week. No, I don't mean that literally.
My wife knew before we were married. I told her straight up front. I was over at her house and she was showing me all the fancy clothes and I just said, can I try something on? Can I try your dress on? And she said, okay. She thought it was a little strange, but she just accepted it. But all through the marriage, I guess she just tolerated it. She didn't really approve of it. There's still a bit of bitterness between us and I'd like to think one day we could be friends again. I really would.
When my marriage was breaking up, I vowed that I'd give it away because this was the cause of the reason for it. And I actually gave it away for probably about 2 years, 18 months, 2 years. But I think we really don't ever get rid of the urge, and to fight it is probably more painful than to enjoy it.
I would feel guilty whenever I would get dressed up that I was doing something wrong. I was afraid that I might get caught. Even though my wife knew I was doing it, I still didn't like her seeing me doing it because she was always uncomfortable with it. I was in dreadful fear that other people would find out because I thought that this was so wrong that people would think that I was, you know, crazy or loony or you know.
How old are your children?
My eldest is about 32 now. Boy is 32, my middle is 31, and my youngest is about 23.
Are they warming to your cross-dressing the older they get, or...?
No, not really, no. It never really comes under discussion. We don't discuss it, and I think that's the best way for it to be.
Well, it's just so sad that his real family doesn't accept Sybil as Sybil. And he's such a wonderful person. That whole persona is just a beautiful person, a good person, you know. And, you know, I'm glad my family accept it all. You know, they love you as you are, Sybil, and I love that, you know. It's wonderful.
Thank you very much. I'm really proud and happy that my life now seems to be on a bit of a turn, and Helen and I, we can live together, I'm sure, happily from now on.
I'm certainly more relaxed talking to people now. I'm not scared that they're going to discover that I'm a cross-dresser. I'm not scared of the fact that my nails have got little bits of nail polish on them left over sometimes. I don't worry about it anymore. It's not that I'm trying to hide it from them, it's just that it's not their business.
Once a month, the Seahorse Society organise a restaurant night, and although membership is well above 100, only about a dozen are brave enough to face the public.
This is Warren and Kevin. They're from the ABC. Radio.
Hello.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, I know we've never been to a Nepalese restaurant tonight, so this will be a first.
That's right. Which is a sort of softer Indian version of food. Tasty, but similar to Indian.
Yeah, we're ready to order. Here's our last one.
Hello.
Over here, Samantha.
Over here. Generally, though, being out in public, very few of us would actually pass as female. And a lot of people don't notice. In a crowd, people don't notice. Other than that, if you are near people or shopkeepers, your voice gives you away and people say, well, you know, okay, it's a tranny.
The toughest thing and the most worrying thing for me is leaving my block of apartments. Was an example for tonight was we're all ready to go and I've got two exits from my building, and one is through the front, which is quite a long walk through most of the apartment block, and the other one's the rear exit, which is past the bins, and is my car's parked at the back lane, and it's quite an easy walk. But tonight I heard voices outside. I'm on the ground floor, and I heard voices outside my window, and I thought, there's people moving in. They've got the door open, they're just coming and going. And Mandy was halfway through getting ready. He said, look, you go out when they're upstairs and I'll meet you in the car. So I had to rush out. I timed it. I was peeking through the kitchen window, watching them take their lounge suite up the stairs. And as I heard the click of the door up the first floor, I bolted up the stairs, down the stairs again, and sat in my car for 5 minutes while I waited for Mandy.
Well,
so I was
time to get ready.
And damn right you did. But I'd made it.
That's why I got my room. I'd have to explain. I rented a room about a year ago, specifically for cross-dressing, so I could go out to, like tonight, and I can walk out without having a problem. People recognise me.
So who do you live with normally?
I'm married with two children, yeah.
And they know or don't know? Or?
My wife knows about it. My two sons don't. And she's not aware I've got an apartment separate.
Mm. Wait till she dies. It'll cause a bit of consternation.
She's got to get rid of all the gear.
I've already got that organised.
Extra super plan, though.
Yeah, I'm serious. If I fell under a bus... I've got three people. I got three people who can solve the problem. Yeah. Well, you've got to think of these things.
The priest, her lawyer, and the local doctor.
They've got the naan already.
I'm just watching the couple next to us here laughing, because they're both sort of like, they're both watching everybody that's at this table. And it's like they're laughing and just thinking, they sort of like have these preconceived ideas. How do you get used to that?
You ignore us, sweet. You just don't look. You just don't look.
It's really interesting because I sort of like, even though I laughed at them, I felt uncomfortable for you. You know what
because
I mean?
Of their reaction, because they were laughing at us.
People actually catch it, look at it, think, oh, what a bit of fun, and then they get on with their own lives and back to their own interests and what concerns them. And if they're at a restaurant, they're with friends, they're back to talking about their interests.
You're on the table next door to the table of cross-dressers. When did you first notice?
No, basically we waited. I didn't know.
Well, I was looking, but I wasn't just too sure. I was thinking. I was looking, but I was like, maybe they're just out there having dinner and having a good time. That's all I thought.
I'm not supposed to look at beautiful women when I'm with her. So.
Happy birthday to you.
What's his name? Richard.
So what made you decide to take that dare and come over and get Happy Birthday sung?
I want to get my camera and I want to take pictures with them.
As a joke, I don't know. As a happy birthday, you know.
So what's the purpose of tonight? What are you guys here to do? Is it to help broaden everyone else's horizons, and or is it for cross-dressing to be more accepted from the group that's actually doing it?
More for them. More for them.
Okay. Sorry.
Blonde, there's brunette.
What suits you more, blonde or redhead?
I'm stupid, so I love to be a dizzy blonde. Wouldn't you love to be blonde, Warren, with your curly locks, my darling?
I've got no hair to speak of, so I would not
be. Face it, you want to be a blonde too.
I'm more of an afro sort of guy, you know what I mean?
Marilyn Monroe.
So with being a cross-dresser, is it about the clothes? Is it wanting to be female? Is it wanting to understand females or feel those emotions and that point of view? What is it?
I think with me personally, it's I want to become as much a female visually as I possibly can. I just say never necessarily when I get dressed, I get this euphoria that I'm going into these attractive clothes, I'm making myself attractive. And when I've finished and I put my wig on and I walk to the door, I look in the mirror and I say, wow, I'm a female.
Yes, when you do go out and you habitualize to your clothing and the environment you're in, it doesn't mean much after a while. I just feel like me now, dressed in an outfit. It happens to be a female outfit.
Mango chicken girls, boys.
A lot of it can be linked to sexual fantasies or to being made to be dressed for a weekend, trapped somewhere, or sent down on a plane dressed as a female where you have no choice other than to be dressed as a female. You know, so what that does, I think, is take away the guilt about getting dressed because you're forced to do it. Lamb, yes. Thank you.
One of the chief weaknesses that cross-dressers have is they can't read body language anywhere near as well as females can. And the average woman can go into a party in a room and size up the relationships of all the people in the room under 10 seconds. It's a normal scenario, and they all agree with that. We can't do that. So we have to do the best we can, but we know we're never going to achieve anything like 100%. No matter how hard we try, but it's fun trying.
Today's Street Stories was produced by myself, Kevin Clare, with help from Nicole Steinke and Jane Connors. Technical production by Judy Rapley. And we'd like to thank the members of the Seahorse Society for sharing their thoughts.
I think the deeper I go into it, the more I'm convinced both genders are pretty much the same deep down and really want pretty much the same things.
What are those same things that both genders want?
I think it's having rich relationships with other people and with the self as well. Being able to live free from fear, particularly the fears, the demons on the inside.